You're on KTWH, and I am Katya Gordon, and I am here to bring you a special report, a weekly check-in from Greg Ruberg. He is the director of Lakeview Hospital and Clinic, and he is going to update us on COVID-19 situation. I know that, Greg, you've just been updated yourself, so we're so lucky to have you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So tell us a little bit about what you have learned this week that would be relevant to citizens of Two Harbors.
All right. Yeah, I can give an update on both the kind of the national landscape and the statewide update as well. So as of last night, we had 346 positive cases in Minnesota. We had 5 positive cases in St. Louis County. We have not had a confirmed case yet in Lake County or Cook County, but we can talk about the testing later on.
Yep.
Right now, there are about 707 positive cases in Wisconsin and 4 in Douglas County, which is the closest county to Minnesota. And the deaths are 2 in Minnesota and 8 in Wisconsin, again, as of the end of the day yesterday.
Okay. So that's kind of what's happening right around here. What about out north of the Dakotas and Iowa? I mean, I know that's pretty far from here, but do you have any statistics just from there as well?
I don't have the updated numbers. We do get updates. I'm on calls through, you know, from morning until evening every day of the week, you know, with our local partners, regional,
okay,
statewide, and also national, but I could certainly get those.
Okay. And then how would you say the hospital and clinic are doing in this time of sort of anticipation or preparation?
Yeah, we're actually doing really well. We've got a dedicated staff of professionals, from physicians to nurses to housekeepers to all of our support staff. We're all working together very closely. And really all of our efforts right now are on preparing and planning for a potential surge. We have very well-established practices in place right now for patients that present on the hospital side to our emergency department or our urgent care department. And then on the clinic side, for the medical clinic visits, and they're very specific protocols on how we screen patients from when they first call or they present at the door, how we triage them for appropriate treatment, and how we keep them out of the building if they don't need to be in here and give them direction for proper care and treatment at home. And so I think we're doing a really nice job of protecting our staff here, and again, keeping them, those staff, ready for any type of surge that would come or when it comes, and then also really minimizing risk to other patients in the facility, which, again, are reduced based on all the programs that we postponed. But,
yeah,
again, that's working very well.
All right. Well, that all sounds pretty good, given the limitations and circumstances. I've heard about people making masks around town. Is that something that you guys are accepting, or how, what's the mask situation?
Yeah, that's another great question. So when we talk about protective personal protective equipment, or PPE, we have an adequate supply, actually a good supply here at Lakeview in preparation for an influx of patients with COVID. We have been accumulating regular masks that patients would wear when they come in if they have a cough, or, again, trying to keep them out of the building, but if they do have to come in, we have those masks. We have a separate supply of what we call the N95 masks, and those are masks that our healthcare workers would use to perform certain procedures or testing on patients. So those are great. Those are our standard commercial PPE. The ones that people are making are great. They will certainly serve a purpose. We're not going to use those on the front lines for staff or patients at this point, but they can be used to protect our commercially made masks and N95s. So what we've asked the community, we've had great community support both here in Silver Bay from individuals, businesses, schools, corporations on donating the commercial products. And so that's helped us to really have a backup supply. And then also we have people that have reached out with the handmade masks. What we ask now is to please call our hospital before you make a large number of those, and we'll help coordinate how many we need. We're actually sitting pretty well right now because of people that have made them and donated. So, but again, we certainly call and we'd be happy to provide more information with you.
Okay. Or maybe you can help people send the masks elsewhere if they're needed somewhere else, if you have an eye on the hot spots or something.
That's exactly right. We have a statewide tracking program. We report our inventory every day, and that gets aggregated across the state so we know who needs what, when, and again, it's well coordinated that way.
Yes. Now, I know the whole state is in this stay-at-home mode. Greg, do you have any insight about, we've heard this is, you know, not necessarily a long-term thing, but it's going to go on at least a few weeks or a month, and then maybe more targeted in different ways after that? Or do you I know there's really no official prediction, but is there anything you can add to that? Because, you know, so many people are wondering.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest question I get from our staff here at Lakeview. I get emails, texts, phone calls with that question about how does that impact Lake County and why does it matter. The key thing to remember about that stay-at-home order is we know, I mean, COVID is here in Minnesota. We know that. We have confirmed cases. We think it's in Lake County and Cook County. We just haven't tested those people. And so the whole idea behind the stay-at-home order, which, again, as a healthcare leader, I support that, and our team supports that. What we're trying to do is really flatten the curve. And you hear that a lot on the news. And what that means is as COVID is transmitted in public to more and more people, you can get to a point really quickly where you have a large surge of patients that have issues related to COVID. And I want to talk about kind of the breakdown in a little bit. But what we don't want to have happen is a whole flux or a surge of patients coming at one time, because what that does, it overwhelms the healthcare system, both whether you're a rural hospital or you're an urban hospital like Ascension or St. Luke's, is you want to flatten that curve so less people come in. So effectively, you can treat people as they come in, get them better, and then you can discharge them home, and then you're ready for the next group of patients. If they all come at one time, all of your resources get depleted quickly, and there are only so many hospital beds, only so many ICUs, only so many ventilators in our region. And again, we can't overwhelm that. So the idea of staying at home is to flatten that curve. The challenging part is we don't know how well that works until we do it. We have all kinds of models that project or predict, and we're looking at those daily, and just like the weather, those things don't always line up exactly the same. The best we can do is put that order in place and prepare as best we can, and then we'll deal with what comes when it comes. But to say, well, I hope the surge doesn't come, we're not going to put that order in place, is concerning to healthcare organizations.
Yeah. Clearly, this is a first time for everybody in this level, so we're going to learn a lot from this, and it seems like the thing right now to do is be gentle with each other and just be patient.
That's right, and I think, yeah, to provide support, follow the recommendations, and people in our community overwhelmingly are doing that. They're asking good questions. They're calling hotlines before they're coming in. Staff are following all the precautions, taking temperatures before coming to work, monitoring if they're ill. I mean, all of those things will have an impact and make a difference.
All right, now I'm going to move to some questions that we have received from listeners, Greg, and I'll just fire them at you one after the other. The first is, are you contagious after getting the coronavirus? How long until you can return to your social life once you have once you've been sick with the coronavirus?
Sure. So that's something that we is asked a lot as well. And so right now the standard from the CDC and MDH is you have to be fever-free for 72 hours without taking medications to reduce the fever. So if you're confirmed COVID-19, you're home, you're recovering, you're doing all the things you should be doing, rest, the medications to lower fever, all of that. Once you get to the point that you're back to a baseline fever and you go 72 hours and you have no other symptoms, then you're considered to be over the condition and you can return to work if you're an essential worker or shelter in place and no longer be contagious. Again, it's without medication and no other respiratory symptoms related to that COVID-19.
So in other words, if you have a lingering cough, you need to continue to stay home.
Yeah, well, and I think it goes back to that fever too, though. So if your cough you don't want to be going out coughing on everybody. You'd want to take further precaution. But again, it's that 72-hour.
It's the fever that's the critical.
Yep.
And so it's safe to say that people who have had it, of which there are a growing number, not really around here, but in other parts of the country, they can travel freely and do what they need. They're perfectly safe to do that.
Well, but the other challenge, we still want to maintain those social distancing precautions and not be out and about, because what happens is you still want to take appropriate precaution.
Okay.
So it's not really a free-for-all, because you want to support those restrictions that are in place.
Okay. Another question is, because we have no confirmed cases here in Lake County, is there any way to know how many people are sick? Are you getting increased calls of people who are sick but are staying home because it's not bad enough to come to the hospital and get a test? Is there any information that you can share with us about that?
Yeah, so we are unable to tell how many people in, like, say, for Lake County are infected with COVID-19 because we're not testing everybody, because there's been a shortage of tests, and we can talk about that. Right now, we have patients calling a couple of different things. They call our St. Luke's system has a hotline, Ascension has a hotline. People are calling that, getting really screened and getting really good advice to stay home and treat and then recover. We will never know if they had COVID-19 or not. Their symptoms might be correlated with that. Right now, we're only testing healthcare workers and first responders. We're testing patients in the hospital that have COVID-19 symptoms to confirm whether or not they have it, and that would include the ICU. And the third group is really residents of skilled nursing facilities, which is nursing homes and group homes. So we believe, the health department believes, that COVID-19 is spreading across Minnesota. So I think it'd be safe to say that it is in Lake County. It is in Cook County as well. And so it makes that whole social distancing even more important. We have people calling Lakeview that are sick, that have, you know, a fever, body aches, respiratory issues, and we're screening those people and asking them to stay home and follow all the treatment recommendations. And again, they get better and come in.
So we really wouldn't have a confirmed case until someone is ill enough to need to be admitted to the hospital and have a test.
Correct. And I think the other important piece to remember about that, there's some numbers that have been shared, you know, statewide about, you know, I think we kind of lose perspective sometimes, is that about 80% of people that get COVID will recover at home with all of the home remedies or home treatments that are recommended by their healthcare professional or the triage lines. And so it's that another small percentage that would have to come into the hospital for hospital support or inpatient care. We would be able to confirm those. So if people had gotten to that point of illness, had to come into a hospital, whether it's, you know, at Lakeview or Essentia or St. Luke's or a surrounding hospital, you know, those patients would be tested, so we'd have confirmation that way. We've also been testing healthcare professionals, and you've seen the news about that. So we get confirmed cases in other counties that way. So again, there are people that we are probably getting COVID-19, recovering and going and staying in their home, and we just don't know.
Right. Right. All right. Here's another question. What criteria will you use to decide when to reopen the gym, allow groups to meet, have on-site senior dining, etc.?
Yeah, we look at this every day, and of course we're following the governor's recommendations and MDH guidelines and all of that. We want to make sure that the risk to our community members and our patients is very, very low when before we'd ever decide to reopen that. And again, if we can flatten the curve or eliminate the surge of patients, or we get to the point that the health department and the CDC are saying that you're at a point now where the risk of community transmission is very low, then we would work internally here to make those decisions on a kind of a program-by-program basis. What we don't want to do is go through a surge and then open all this stuff back up and restart the process again to those that have been not impacted at that point. But some of the concerns that we have is we know that senior dining is an important program in our community. We know that exercise helps for mental health and physical health and wellness. And so there's some big impacts by closing these. But again, we have to protect our community, and just as importantly, protect our staff to care for the community if and when the surge happens.
All right. Is there anything else, Greg, related to COVID-19? I have one more question, unrelated, but I think you've covered a lot of ground, and this has been a helpful weekly check-in. Is there anything else that I've forgotten to ask you about that you'd like to share?
Yeah, there's two things that I would share with the listeners. I think you'll hear about this in the community, is hospitals across the state right now are preparing what they call surge plans. And what that is we look at what is our current bed capacity at Lakeview right now, what could we increase that bed count to care for our community right here in Two Harbors, and then what would be the next surge plan. So we're working with our staff, our physicians, our nurses, our HOCs, our registration staff, our leadership team, about what could we handle here at Lakeview above what we consider to be a normal staffing occupancy, which is 16 beds for Lakeview now. And so we're putting a lot of work into that. And again, the goal is to do a lot of planning, a lot of preparation, and then not need any of it. And that's the ultimate goal. But if we do need it, we want to have a plan that we can pull out and say, we are ready. Beds are ready, staff is ready, equipment is ready, PPE is staged. And again, so we can support our community if those challenges arise. And so a lot of work has gone in this week by many, many people on that. We have plans like this in place, but not to the extent of this pandemic. I mean, we haven't seen something like this in over 100 years. So this is really changing the way that all of us in healthcare and public health and the state think. And so I'm confident that plan is coming together really nicely.
And I'm thinking any plan that you create now, you will be able to use it in the future also.
That's right. The other thing I would share related to surge planning is, if back to the social distancing piece, if we can really flatten that curve, what we're doing is buying very valuable days and weeks across the state that we can really stand up more centers in the tertiary care centers, like in the bigger cities, with ICU beds, ventilator support, and all of those resources that would have a much more significant impact for positive outcomes on that small percentage of patients that need hospitalization or ventilator beds. So people I've heard all kinds of information on both sides, but every day matters, that we can put more things in place to be better prepared to care for something that has been really game-changing for the industry and public health. So it is important, and I would stress that, but we're doing everything we can to be prepared for that.
All right, and it goes without saying, Greg, thank you for all that you are doing toward this cause, and I'm sure your life is not exactly relaxed these days, so thank you for that.
Doing great.
All right. And one question on a lighter note, we have your expansion is, I guess maybe it's on hold now, but it will happen. And will the expansion to the hospital and clinic include the fitness center? So a listener was wondering about the possibility of a shower, lockers to put your stuff for people that come out of town to use your facilities.
Sure. So the first thing I would say is our building project is actually currently continuous. Healthcare.
Okay.
So construction workers in the healthcare setting are considered essential workers. So they have been continuing on our project here and the projects in Duluth.
Okay.
So we're seeing great progress day by day and week by week. And to answer the question, we do not have solid. Our phase one of our plan, which is the current project, does not have expansion of our fitness center with locker rooms and showers. That is part of our strategic plan. So we're talking about in a phase two or a phase three of our project is what would the rehab and fitness center look like? And so that's one of our areas that we're looking at and planning for the future. The phase one is focused more on primary and specialty care, lab, infusion services, and then the shell and for surgery and procedures. So kind of those primary care outpatient services. Phase two will look at more of those community type of programs and how do we scale or expand those.
All right. Great. Well, I'm glad we got to end on that. That was a lot funner. More fun, I should say. So thank you so much, Greg, for calling in. And we will hopefully check in with you on a weekly basis. So thank you for your availability. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. That was Greg Ruberg of the Lakeview Clinic and Hospital.